This is Bishop Lillibridge coming to you on Monday, July the 9th, here from Indianapolis, 77th General Convention. Today was a big day in the House of Bishops as we covered several important resolutions. If you're following convention at all, you're going to know that the House of Bishops passed a resolution today which approves but does not mandate provisional liturgies for the blessing of same-sex, same-gender couples. It is not marriage, but it looks an awful lot like marriage. This is what I had said before General Convention began was likely to happen, so I don't think there's an element of surprise in the bishop's actions. The vote was about 111 to 41, something like that. I don't have the numbers directly in front of me, but nevertheless, about 111 in favor, about 40 opposed. You can read those numbers in subsequent reports that Laura Shaver will be preparing, because it was a roll call vote, so we know exactly what everybody did and how many voted. Obviously, this is going to require each diocese in the church to do some further work and have further consideration on this matter. I spoke on the floor of the House indicating I was going to vote against this resolution, which I did, and Bishop Reed voted against it as well. But I also feel like, knowing what was coming down the track, that those who crafted this resolution worked with several people who were not in favor of these blessings, and this resolution that was passed is very much inclusive of the phrase generous pastoral response. No one can be forced to do this, coerced to preside at one of these blessings. And on the other side, the resolution indicates you have to have the permission of the bishop. A parish, a priest, would have to have the bishop's authorization to move forward. What does that mean in West Texas? Well, currently, we do not authorize same-sex blessings in the diocese, and I've got a committee assigned, this focus group that we met in June, and we are going to continue to study the best way forward for West Texas. So at this time, this does not change our practice, nor the practice of any diocese in the church. Each diocese will be moving into working out what this means in terms of their life together in the days ahead. So I urge you to read the resolution very carefully. This has not been to the House of Deputies yet, so this is not final. This is not final. I fully expect it to pass in the House of Deputies, but until then, this is simply a bishop's action. So at this point, I'd invite you to read the resolution carefully and stay tuned. When I return and over the next weeks, we will convene this focus group again, assuming this passes, to see what our diocesan response is. I know this brings a lot of anxiety to many people, and it brings a lot of hope to many people. So I want you to continue to keep all of us and yourselves in the prayers that you offer, and also to pray for those who see this issue very differently than you see it. There will be much more to come on that as I return, and we'll give you the daily report once the deputies consider this, should they pass it. There were some other things done today. Also in the House of Bishops, we dealt with the denominational health plan, which was scheduled to go into effect on January the 1st, 2013, with regard to both participation and parity. When I say parity, I mean whatever you're doing for your clergy, you have to do for your lay employees who are full-time. That is, those people who are working more than 30 hours a week. So what was passed in the House of Bishops, and this is now off to the deputies again before it can become finalized, is that parity, that is, you know, what you do for your clergy and what you do for your full-time lay employees, has been extended to be enacted by December 31st, 2015, effectively giving us the next triennium for diocese to work on that issue. However, it is mandatory by the 1st of January 2013, this year, that all churches are to be participating in the denominational health plan. Now, again, this hasn't been to the House of Deputies, so that is not final, and I will keep you posted. Also, we passed a resolution from Stewardship and Development, BO16, which calls for a 15% giving by diocese beginning in 2016. This is a change, a lowering of the assessment from 19%. So dioceses have some time between now and the end of the second triennium away, 2018, to get up to 15%. Again, that's got to go to the deputies. So let me just pause here and go back and give you a couple of resolution numbers in case you're following along and want to find out what these say. The same-sex blessing resolution is entitled A049. The denominational health plan is BO26, and the assessment or apportionment stewardship resolution is BO16. There were a couple of other resolutions regarding whether the presiding bishop has to resign their position as a diocesan bishop starting with the next presiding bishop election in 2015, but that was deferred until we get the structure resolution. One very positive thing that happened today in the House of Bishops is the resolution entitled DO49, which has to do with seminarians who, upon graduation, will agree to serve in, quote, underserved areas, and in exchange for that, their seminary debt could be paid, and they would not have to repay that personally. That has a lot of work to be done, to become final, to greater clarity. But I think it's good that we have talked about that kind of scholarship and seminary support for persons who are willing to go to underserved areas and help them with the debt that they might accrue while they're in seminary. Fortunately, in the Diocese of West Texas, we work closely with all of our seminarians and have for years so that they do not accumulate large debt while they are students. That's about all the time I have for today. Again, this is Monday, July the 9th, and it was a full day in the House of Bishops. The House of Deputies will get much of this legislation tomorrow or Wednesday, and we will keep you posted. Again, all the things I have told you today are not final, but they did pass in the House of Bishops. God bless you, and thank you.